Michigan community pushes off anti-Israel resolution. By Joel B. Polak on May 14, 2024. Pro-Israel activists in Farmington Hills, Michigan, succeeded in pushing off an anti-Israel proclamation, for now, that came before their city council on Monday evening. The resolution was one of dozens that pro-Palestinian activists are demanding in towns nationwide, as campus encampments are removed and the movement looks for new targets. Local resident Sue Burstein Khan, speaking on Sunday evening to Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot 125, had described the proclamation as a cipher, a document that few had seen and that was introduced with no notice. On Tuesday, she circulated an email to fellow pro-Israel residents, which she also provided to Breitbart News. "I'm extending a huge thank you to all who wrote emails, letters, and attended last night's Farmington Hills City Council meeting. Your efforts truly made a difference and the proclamation was soundly defeated. An amendment was offered to remove the proclamation from the agenda. And, from what I could hear, only Mayor Teresa Rich wanted it to remain, and voted no on its removal. Thank you to our council members who recognized that this proclamation would have been a serious detriment to our community. I'm so proud of the strength you exhibited. If this topic was to be brought up, it should be as a resolution so that it could be discussed, debated, and voted on." One council member noted that they received approximately 200 emails, and 95% were against the proclamation. Unfortunately, the pro-Palestinian contingent was there in full force chanting and stomping their feet in the hallway right outside council chambers, making it difficult to conduct business. They also hung Palestinian/Hamas flags from the stairways of our city hall. "I will give props to the mayor for being firm on decorum inside the council chambers. The effort continues, regardless, nationwide." On Tuesday, pro-Palestinian activists descended on City Hall in Santa Monica, California, to back a resolution calling for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. At a rally outside beforehand, the activists decried what they called Israel's genocide in Gaza. There was little mention of the Israeli hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza, or the initial terror attack by Hamas on October 7 that led to the ongoing war. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.